points to express themselves better. They were disappointed not to have won, but they wanted to do it again. Next, Gareth organised a reading World Cup, where the boys had to read in teams. Some of the boys couldn't read very well, but they all got very excited about the World Cup and became much more enthusiastic readers. There was a prize for the winners, and this really motivated the boys. Finally, the boys, working with the girls, had to write their own play and perform it at the local theatre. The play they wrote was about Romans and aliens. All the children, boys and girls, worked really hard, and although some of them felt very nervous before they performed the play, it was a great success, and the boys especially were thrilled. Gareth said afterwards, "It was a risk, and it was scary, but it was good scary."
4.9 Part 2.
When Gareth started, he made some changes to the way the children were learning. The boys spent a lot of time outside, and they had PE, physical education, every day before regular classes began. They even made their own outdoor classroom. Gareth also tried to involve the boys' parents as much as possible in their education, and he visited them at their homes on several occasions. Gareth set up three major activities for the boys to help improve their language skills. The first activity was a school debating competition against the girls. The topic that the children had to debate was, "Computer games should be banned." When they started to prepare for the debate, the boys weren't very enthusiastic. But soon, they started to get more involved. In the end, the girls won the debate, but the boys had learned to argue and make